Your daily AI press review, April 15th, 2026, scaling and specialization. OpenAI's latest model, reportedly named GPT-5.4 Pro, has apparently solved a long-standing open mathematics problem. The model is said to have solved ERDO's problem number 1196 in approximately 80 minutes, then formatted the solution as a LaTeX paper in another 30 minutes. Formal verification of the proof is now underway. Fields medalist Terence Tao commented on the development, calling it a potentially meaningful contribution to mathematics. The event marks one of the first times a large language model has generated a novel solution to a previously unsolved problem in advanced mathematics, moving beyond synthesis to genuine discovery. OpenAI also released GPT-5.4 Cyber, a new model variant specifically fine-tuned for defensive cybersecurity operations. The model is trained on a vast corpus of security data, enabling it to perform complex tasks like binary reverse engineering and threat analysis at high speed. To prevent misuse, OpenAI is restricting access to the model, making it available only to a pre-vetted group of verified security experts and partner organizations. This release follows a trend of developing highly specialized models for critical high-stakes domains, moving beyond general-purpose capabilities to expert-level performance in narrow fields. OpenAI's ambitious Stargate supercomputer project is facing headwinds in Europe. The company has reportedly scaled back plans for a major data center in Narvik, Norway, near the Arctic Circle. The decision comes as hyperscalers like Microsoft and Google secure significant data center capacity across the continent, creating intense competition for both power and physical space. OpenAI had previously expressed confidence in the Norwegian site in July 2025, but has not closed the deal. This development highlights the fierce infrastructure battle underlying the AI race, where securing massive, consistent power is becoming a primary constraint on growth. Shanghai-based startup Dashan Technology reports it is nearing a breakthrough with a 2-nanometer AI chip design. According to the Shanghai Morning Post, the company is now in the prototype verification stage for its first 2-nanometer AI GPU. Dashan claims the new chip architecture will improve energy efficiency by about 40% compared to its predecessor. The company first unveiled the GPU design in July of last year, calling it a milestone in China's pursuit of self-sufficiency in high-end computing hardware. This progress indicates a continued push within China to close the gap on advanced semiconductor design for AI applications. Chinese robotics firms are shifting focus to quadruped robots as key revenue drivers. Shanghai-based Agibot has spun out its four-legged robotics unit into a new subsidiary, Agiquad, to accelerate large-scale growth. The new entity is targeting approximately $73 million in revenue this year. The move is intended to allow the quadruped division to operate independently from its more famous humanoid robot projects. This strategic pivot, also seen with companies like AMAP preparing to launch their own quadruped models, suggests the industry sees a more immediate and profitable market for four-legged robots in industrial and commercial applications. An Indian AI startup founded by former executives from the e-commerce firm Blinkit has raised Rs 140 crore, or about $17 million, in a new funding round. The company, which has not yet publicly launched its product, aims to build AI solutions for global enterprise clients. The investment will be used to expand its engineering team and establish a presence in international markets. This funding event reflects continued investor confidence in enterprise AI applications and the growing trend of experienced tech executives leaving established firms like Blinkit and Zomato to launch their own AI-focused ventures in India's booming startup ecosystem. The U.S. AI boom is indirectly benefiting Chinese technology supply chains despite Washington's trade restrictions. A report from Oxford Economics notes that roughly $2 trillion worth of data center projects are underway in the United States. About three-quarters of this cost is for equipment like servers and semiconductors, much of which is sourced from Asian supply chains where China remains deeply integrated. While Taiwan and South Korea are the most direct beneficiaries, the ripple effect boosts demand for components and materials from mainland China, demonstrating the difficulty of fully decoupling complex, globalized technology supply chains. An attempted firebombing at a Waymo facility in Arizona has heightened concerns among tech leaders about a potential public backlash against AI. The incident, which caused no injuries, involved an individual throwing a lit object at one of the company's self-driving vehicles. While the motivation is unclear, it follows a series of public protests and acts of vandalism against autonomous vehicles from companies like Waymo and Cruise. The event has prompted internal discussions at major tech firms, including Google and others, about the growing public anxiety and hostility surrounding the rapid deployment of AI and automation technologies. Turning to deployments, Meta has successfully deployed a new recommendation framework called SOLARIS across its advertising systems, which serve billions of daily requests. The system is inspired by speculative decoding, proactively pre-computing user item embeddings for future requests. This decouples heavy foundation model inference from the live serving path. The deployment resulted in a 0.67% gain in revenue-driving top-line metrics, a significant uplift at Meta scale. The success demonstrates a practical method for using extremely large, computationally expensive models in real-time applications without compromising latency, directly translating a research concept into measurable business impact. A new Gallup poll reveals a steady but divided adoption of AI in the American workplace. The survey found that approximately 35% of U.S. workers now use AI tools on the job, a notable increase from just 22% in the previous year's poll. However, skepticism remains high, with nearly 60% of non-users expressing concerns about job displacement and data privacy. The most common applications cited by users were for drafting emails, conducting research, and brainstorming ideas. The data from Gallup and Bentley University indicates that while experimentation is growing, a significant trust and skills gap still hinders widespread, deep integration of AI. Canadian law firm Lavery is accelerating its integration of AI into its legal practices. The firm announced a new phase of its AI strategy, moving beyond pilot projects to broader implementation across its teams. Lavery is deploying AI tools for tasks such as legal research, contract analysis, and due diligence, aiming to improve efficiency and service delivery for its clients. The firm has been an early adopter, having partnered with the AI provider CoCounsel over a year ago. This move signals a growing trend in the legal sector to embed AI not just as an auxiliary tool, but as a core component of daily workflow. The North Carolina Treasurer's Office is expanding its use of artificial intelligence across multiple agency functions. Following successful pilot programs, the department is deploying AI to automate tasks such as data analysis, fraud detection in state health plans, and managing public records requests. State Treasurer Dale Falwell stated the goal is to increase efficiency and save taxpayer money. The agency's IT division has identified over 20 specific use cases for AI implementation. This represents one of the more ambitious AI adoption plans by a state-level government agency, moving from isolated experiments to a systematic department-wide integration strategy. Scientists at the Southwest Research Institute, or SWRI, are using AI to analyze vast amounts of solar data from NASA missions. The team developed a machine learning tool to sift through decades of observations from multiple solar observatories, looking for connections between different types of solar events. The AI is designed to identify meaningful patterns that are too subtle or complex for human analysts to spot in the petabytes of available data. This application of AI in astrophysics aims to accelerate discoveries about the sun's behavior and improve space weather forecasting, which is critical for protecting satellites and power grids. The rise of generative AI is reshaping entry-level roles in the consulting industry, according to a report from Bloomberg. Junior consultant positions, once a coveted first job for business graduates, are seeing their core task automated. AI is now handling much of the data gathering, slide creation, and initial analysis that previously occupied up to 70% of a junior analyst's time. As a result, firms like McKinsey & Company and Boston Consulting Group are rethinking their hiring and training models. They now seek graduates with skills in prompt engineering and AI-human collaboration, rather than just raw analytical horsepower for manual tasks on tools. Hugging Face has launched HoloTab, an AI-powered browser companion designed for developers and researchers. The tool integrates directly into the browser and acts as an intelligent agent for navigating and understanding technical content. It can summarize complex documentation, explain code snippets on sites like GitHub, and answer questions about research papers on ArcSeo. HoloTab is built by H Company, a new entity within Hugging Face, and aims to streamline the workflow of AI practitioners by embedding contextual AI assistance directly into their existing browsing habits, reducing the need to switch between multiple applications and tabs. NVIDIA has released a new open-source AI model named Ising, specifically for quantum computing tasks. The model is designed to tackle the challenge of quantum error correction, a critical step for building fault-tolerant quantum computers. In benchmark tests, NVIDIA claims Ising is 2.5 times faster and 3 times more accurate at decoding quantum states than existing classical methods. By open sourcing the model, NVIDIA and its partner, Quantum Machines, aim to accelerate research and development in the quantum ecosystem,
providing a powerful new tool for physicists and quantum computing engineers working on error correction codes. A new benchmark study offers a clear comparison of tools for log anomaly detection, a critical task for system reliability. The research, published on ArcSieve, evaluated traditional log parsers like Drain and Spell, fine-tuned transformers like BERT, and prompt-based LLMs. The results showed that while fine-tuned transformers achieved the highest F1 scores, ranging from 0.96 to 0.99, modern LLMs like GPT-4 and Llama 3 were remarkably effective in a zero-shot setting, scoring between 0.82 and 0.91 without any training. This provides a practical guide for SRE and DevOps teams choosing between accuracy and the cost of data labeling. Google is updating its search ranking algorithm to penalize websites that use back button hijacking. This practice involves manipulating a browser's history to trap a user on a site or redirect them to unwanted pages when they try to navigate back. In a blog post, Google stated it has seen a rise in this behavior. Starting June 15th, the company will classify this tactic as a malicious practice. Websites that continue to use it may be downranked or removed from search results entirely. This is a practical change for web developers and SEO professionals, reinforcing the need for user-friendly navigation practices. A new research paper proposes a more efficient framework for benchmarking large language models. Titled Growing Pains, the paper addresses the costly problem of reevaluating every model on every new benchmark. It proposes using item response theory, or IRT, with a small, fixed set of anchor questions, as few as 100 per dataset. This allows new benchmarks to be calibrated against existing ones without full-scale testing. Experiments on over 400 models showed the framework could predict full evaluation scores with a Spearman correlation of 0.9 or higher, offering a practical path for sustainable and extensible model evaluation. One signal to watch: a clear trend is emerging toward model specialization, moving away from the pursuit of a single, all-powerful generalist model. Instead, leading labs are building portfolios of expert models. OpenAI's release of GPT-5.4 Cyber, a model exclusively for defensive cybersecurity, is a prime example. Similarly, NVIDIA's new Ising model is purpose-built for the niche, but critical task of quantum error correction. This strategy suggests the future of enterprise AI may not be a single massive foundation model, but a collection of smaller, highly tuned models deployed for specific, high-value business problems, from fraud detection to scientific discovery. On the research front, a paper from a collaboration of university labs introduces VecLoop, a technique for accelerating LLM inference on edge devices. The method focuses on ultra-low bit models, quantized down to 1.58 bits. It replaces scalar lookups with a vectorized approach, improving memory bandwidth utilization during parallel inference. This is crucial for tasks like prefilling and multi-token generation. In evaluations on 5 different edge devices, including smartphones and embedded systems, VecLoop outperformed existing methods by up to 4.2 times. This research makes it more feasible to run complex LLMs directly on consumer hardware without relying on the cloud. Researchers have proposed Latent Condensed Attention, or LCA, new method to make transformers more efficient at processing long context. The technique addresses two key bottlenecks at once: the large memory footprint of the KV cache and the quadratic complexity of self-attention. LCA works by condensing context directly within a compressed latent space, separating semantic information from positional data. This jointly reduces both memory and computation without adding new parameters. The approach is architecture agnostic and can be applied to models like Google's GQA, offering a promising path to LLMs that can handle entire books or code bases efficiently. A new study on tabular question answering reveals that large language models are severely overconfident when working with structured data. Researchers tested 5 frontier LLMs on 2 tabular QA benchmarks and found their error calibration to be poor, with scores 3 to 4 times worse than on textual QA. The paper introduces a new confidence estimation method called multi-format agreement, or MFA. MFA prompts the model with the same table serialized in different formats, like Markdown, JSON, and CSV, and measures the consistency of the answers. This method achieved high accuracy and reduced API costs by 20% compared to sampling-based baselines. A paper from Google researchers explores a paradigm called RPRA, which stands for Reason Predict Reason Answer/Act. This framework enables a smaller, efficient LLM to decide whether it can answer a query accurately. Before generating a final response, the model first predicts how a powerful external LLM judge would score its potential answer. If the predicted score is low, it can defer the query to a larger, more capable model. Experiments showed that while large models can predict judge scores well zero-shot, smaller models can be fine-tuned to do so reliably. This offers a practical strategy for balancing cost and quality in production systems. Scientists have successfully transformed AI-generated proteins into functional molecular sensors. Researchers at the University of Washington use generative AI to design novel proteins from scratch. They then physically synthesized these proteins in the lab and demonstrated that they could be engineered to act as biosensors. These AI-designed proteins can be configured to light up or change shape in the presence of specific target molecules, such as viruses or toxins. This breakthrough, reported in Eureka Alert, bridges the gap between digital protein design and real-world application, opening the door to creating highly specific, custom-built diagnostic tools and smart therapeutics. One concept to keep. Today's concept is speculative execution, a technique borrowed from computer architecture and now widely used in AI. Imagine a senior partner at a firm and a junior associate. The partner's time is expensive. Instead of having the partner write a complex document from scratch, the junior associate, who is faster but less experienced, drafts a version first. The senior partner then simply reviews and corrects the draft. This is much faster than writing it from zero. In AI, a small, fast model generates a draft output, and a large, powerful model verifies and refines it in a single step. This principle is exactly what powers Meta's new SOLARIS system, which we discussed earlier. For their advertising recommendation engine, waiting for a powerful foundation model to generate a recommendation in real time is too slow. Instead, SOLARIS uses a smaller model to speculatively pre-compute recommendations for users it predicts will be active soon. The large model's power is used to guide this process ahead of time. This decouples the slow, expensive computation from the live user request, allowing Meta to serve state-of-the-art recommendations instantly and driving a measurable 0.67% increase in revenue. This podcast has a daily production cost. If you'd like to support me, my latest book, The Last Heaven, is available on Amazon and at ashcroftedition.com. Link on the podcast page. Thank you. The concept of model calibration.